This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pathogens?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, folks, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. We've been following this actually for years now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The fate of hemp and all of the products derived from industrial hemp, including cannabidiol, that I've told you has saved my wife's life. Not exaggerating even a little bit. And does the fate of CBD hang in the balance? Does hemp hang in the balance? The 2018 Farm Bill. What happened recently? What is the news saying? What are they getting right? What are they getting wrong? We have Jonathan Miller from the U.S. Hemp Roundtable back with us. Jonathan, I'm so glad you're here on this auspicious day, I believe.
Today is a great day for hemp, and hopefully the next few days will be even better, so I'm glad to be with you.
So all of my criminal listeners that use hemp products and CBD, are they now going to be set free from worry of being incarcerated? What's going to happen?
So I believe that all of your listeners who are taking hemp-derived CBD for whatever purposes they have are strictly complying with the law, but as you know, there are some law enforcement authorities that have begged to differ. And we've been having to deal with a lot of problems over the years. But once this bill gets signed by the president, which could happen as early as the end of this week, there'll no longer be any question. Hemp is no longer a controlled substance. Hemp-derived CBD is no longer a controlled substance. And federally, it will be legal from sea to shining sea.
So this begs the question, Jonathan, something we've talked about, and when I was at the NoCo Hemp Expo, I first met you and another group of some other attorneys that understood it on the international level in terms of treaties, right? Why the federal government was not descheduling this. I mean, the cannabis question larger when it comes to the marijuana THC issue, but CBD too and hemp perhaps. Is this something that's going to cause us as a nation to be in violation of a UN treaty? Not that I care about that so much, but it is a legitimate question.
Yeah, you know, there is no specific prohibition against hemp or hemp-derived CBD under international treaty. We believe that the DEA, when they make those kinds of claims, are reading something into law that isn't there. But ultimately, we are a sovereign nation, and the U.S. Operates under its own laws and guidelines, and it will be established federal law that hemp and hemp-derived CBD are our agriculture commodities and are legal from a federal standpoint.
Now, Jonathan, do you have any concerns like I do regarding what I call the Fear and Death Administration, the FDA? Because in this, there's language that still says, notwithstanding whatever the FDA says. And of course, we've covered the big issue with GW Pharma's Epidiolex, right? A CBD clone drug, right? And yet we have CBD proliferating the market, the free market in the health food stores as hemp-derived CBD everywhere. Does this mean that there's no protection against FDA if they try to say, oh, my gosh, that's a drug. You guys are now selling drugs, and you've got to stop it, knock it off in every health food store in the nation?
You know, the FDA is our remaining concern. This bill gets the DEA out of the business. They no longer have any jurisdiction to interfere with interstate commerce or any other kind of business that so much has been disrupted over the last few years. The FDA still regulates what goes into our mouth, ingestible products and topical products that go on our body. And you know, as you know, and most of your listeners know, there was some non-binding advice Q&A that the FDA put on its website a few years ago that seemed to indicate that CBD could not be marketed as a nutritional supplement. We disagree with their reasoning, and if they decide to try to enforce that reasoning, we will be ready to fight them in tooth and nail in administrative regulations or in court. But I do have optimism that that's not going to have to happen. The FDA public statements have all been focused on marketing CBD as a drug or as a medicinal value, and we agree with that. CBD should not be marketed for medicinal qualities unless they go through the proper procedures, but that it could be sold as long as those kinds of claims aren't made at retail at the buyer's own risk. And as long as the FDA continues to focus on those issues and doesn't try to overregulate, I think we're going to be fine. And ultimately, I believe CBD is too big to fail. Every time politicians have tried to take on CBD, they've been met with a firestorm of opposition. CBD is so popular across this country that I don't think the FDA is going to invest its resources trying to battle something when they've got opioids and fentanyl and heroin and much more pernicious.
Right. Well, we pointed that out for years, how absurd this attack on hemp is. And, you know, again, we've gone up to the international treaty level, which I'm glad you addressed as well. But I share with you my concern. Is it possible the FDA tries? Now, would they succeed? I don't believe so. There's nothing. I don't have a precedent in all the years I've been in the dietary supplement realm, natural medicine, homeopathy, etc., of the FDA taking on something that has grown so prolifically, so rapidly, and as such a passionate, loyal user base, so to speak, that they would be going against a very powerful will, so to speak, of the American people, that I don't think they would have the will to, you know, prosecute this thing on a federal level. The states have already said, you know, our people really want this cannabis plant, even if it had THC, as we've known, what, 32 states now in the District of Columbia have said to the feds, we're nullifying you on that. But in regards to hemp and what has just happened, it is significant. In the hemp bill, the farm bill, 2018, just passed the Senate, Jonathan Miller says, it, from the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, says it's a formality, apparently, to pass in the House. Not a lot of reconciliation, if any, left to be done. It'll go to the president, and I don't anticipate anything but a signature from Trump on this. Is that encapsulated well?
Yeah, you know, you never know what happens in politics. We've seen stranger things happen, but the House Conference Committee unanimously supported this bill, which indicates that both Democrats and Republicans in the House support it. And Donald Trump just today praised the Farm Bill as a bipartisan success. You know, he of course did not mention the hemp issue, but I don't care if he does. Yeah. I'm glad he stays away from that. But we fully expect him to sign it, and if for some crazy reason he gets a hair and decides not to sign it, you know, the Senate has already voted 83-17. That is far more than veto proof. So conceivably, if there was some crazy veto, it would be overridden. We're feeling really, really, really good that this is going to happen. Going to happen very soon.
There's a two-page analysis done by Jonathan Miller here from the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, hempsupporter.com. We have it linked in the show notes. Era of hemp prohibition is over. Permanently removed from the Controlled Substances Act. It's redefining hemp to include extracts, cannabinoids, and derivatives. This is really profound. Hemp farmers can now have access to crop insurance, can participate in USDA programs for certification. Does that mean that we'll now have the option of certified organic hemp in the U.S. because of this?
I think you're going to see that. That's going to take some time. You're not going to see stuff like that instantly, but any kind of program that a tobacco or a soybean or a corn farmer can access, hemp will now be able to access those kinds of programs. But, you know, most hemp folks are like you and me. They're not looking for a handout. They're not looking for subsidies. They just want the government off their back. And this is, you know, fundamentally what this bill does is it gets the government off their back and lets them grow a crop that can make them a lot of money and help a lot of people.
Could this impact the ability of those in the hemp industry to participate in the banking system, right? We've talked about the fact that a lot of banks and credit card processors just shut you down. Could this change that?
Yeah, this is one of the best aspects of what's happening today. I think there are a lot of financial institutions, credit card companies, website, e-commerce sites, investors who are, you know, looking at a good investment who've been saying, you know what, it may or may not be a controlled substance. This is a pilot program. It's research. So I don't want to take the risk of the DEA coming down on me. This eliminates that risk. And, you know, I don't know if we're going to see immediately every bank in the country opening its doors to, to hemp. You know, the banks still can choose not to do things even if the law permits them. But, you know, I believe in capitalism. And I think that when people see that this is a great opportunity for folks to make money on all sides of this equation and that it's no longer risky, we can move forward.
Good for the people, the economy, so many things. Hemp is removed from the definition of marijuana, and THC found in hemp is excluded from the definition of a controlled substance. That's pretty significant. Now, you know, I like to think I'm an eternal optimist. I mean, there's some times where I wonder, and I look at the, you know, the old joke of the optimist says, you know, they're in a room filled with manure, and they say, I know there's a pony in here somewhere, right? I like to look at that because there's a lot of things that I'll look at the 2018 Farm Bill. I'll go, you know, I don't believe in that. But this is a good sign for the people of the United States to access a plant that God created and that should never have been prohibited.
Amen. And it was recognized this way by liberal Democrats and conservative Republicans and libertarians. And we all united on one big issue, which is so rare these days. But it's got that quality to it.
You know, it's got the ability to bring people together. I've talked about it being the ultimate disruptor in a good way because, this is something that, as you said, you know, the liberal to the conservative, the Hegelian dialectic crumbles or melts under this hemp issue. And even in a larger issue, the cannabis issue, but that's a secondary issue that will have to be dealt with. Already it's being dealt with on a state level via the 10th Amendment and nullification, which is great. I'm fully in support of it, and that's why the feds aren't even coming into the states and shutting down these dispensaries everywhere. But, Jonathan Miller, you're doing great work with the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, and I want to encourage everybody to become a supporter by going to hempsupporter.com and participating and maybe volunteering. I don't know what else they can do, but I want them there.
Yeah, no, join us at hempsupporter.com, and we'll help empower you to have your voice in the issues, whether it's federal issues today or state issues tomorrow.
All right, Jonathan, a couple more minutes. I want to talk to you on the break here before we let you go, but I'm very appreciative of your report, your two-page, boiling down hundreds of pages to give us the skinny on, if you will, yes, cannabis, but specifically the hemp and the CBD as well. We'll be right back with more of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, one of the things that CBD can be used for is to lift people out of depression. Now, I know that in the health food story, this was Jonathan Miller talking about the FDA, right? Their regulations, supplements, you can't make drug claims. So if they're hands off and you're a supplement company and you talk structure, function, that's it. Nutritional benefit, that's it. Then they should leave you alone unless they decide that big pharma goes, no, we can't have this CBD everywhere. Do our bidding. We'll see what happens. But unfortunately, our medical monopoly, our Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, in violation of the First Amendment that says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, it's violated on a daily basis because we have the Church of Modern Medicine. And they look at depression as evidence, like we talked about the ADHD story, evidence of a deficiency of Ritalin. In the case of depression, evidence of a deficiency of Prozac. Okay? So now we got a fish study out of Ottawa. I believe that's in Canada. Yes, I know my, what do they call that? Geography enough to know that Ottawa is in Canada.
Yes, okay.
So they exposed in this study zebrafish, similar to those at Boston Hospital. I don't know the backstory on the Boston Hospital, because we've talked about Boston Children's Hospital. But what is it about Boston Hospital? Do they feed their zebrafish Prozac? Because that's what they did in the study.
I was kind of thinking about that. It's like, that's kind of poor zebrafish. And why zebrafish?
Yeah.
Apparently, there's some similarities there between humans and zebrafish, I guess.
Who knew? Who knew?
Eh?
Biologists at the University of Ottawa have discovered exposing fish embryos to Prozac affected the aquatic creature's ability to manage stress, not just those fish, but for generations to come. And so now they're going, whoa, if this is anything like a human thing, then what about women who are pregnant put on Prozac? And my thought is like, well, they would never do that, Super Don, right?
No,
doctors would never be so
common.
Dunderheaded. What? Common?
Yes, it is common. Pregnant women suffering from depression are prescribed Prozac. It's not something that they think is a problem.
By the way, the women who are depressed, prepartum, partum, and postpartum, are deficient in chromium, not Prozac. But I'll move from that. This report published Monday in the PNAS Journal says this may be a cause for concern given the high prescription rates of fluoxetine, Prozac, to pregnant women. Again, you know, I shouldn't be shocked by this. Again, doctors, programmable. Pavlovian dogs. Prescribing Prozac to pregnant women? Really? Really? Not looking at nutritional issues? Essential fats? Really? Prozac? And now they're finding that fish cortisol levels were dropping and remained low not only in their adulthood, but for three generations therein. Talking about how long will it take us to recover from the cult of modern medicine in the 20th and 21st century. How many women, I mean, they say it's common to give women Prozac? I'd like to say I'm aghast, right? I shouldn't be surprised by this, but it's more embarrassment to the medically dog-reed community. A fluoride-based drug, fluoxetine. They're depressed. That's where we go. Anxiety, that's where we go. Other mental health, yeah, let's go to the Prozac. No chromium deficiency, no other magnesium deficiencies. No, we can't go there. We are given supplements. That could be dangerous. Prozac? Talking about levels of cortisol for three generations to come, potentially? What about CBD? How about that? The endocannabinoid system in all of us, benefited, not harmed. Wow. Now, as they acknowledge this danger, you go to the bottom of the article at cbc.ca.
Oh,
Canadian,
boy. Yes. Yeah. Here it comes.
Here it comes. This is kind of like the statin thing. It's bad? No, wait, it's good.
Right.
Despite all of this evidence of the harm to three generations beyond, who gets this? The authors want to point out that there are also several health benefits to antidepressants. Yeah. You've just laid out a disastrous scenario. What other things are impacted for three generations by giving Prozac during pregnancy? And you're going to go, well, we'd like you to know that there are several health benefits, too, that should outweigh it. Like vaccines. We're going to talk about the flu shot.
Just don't worry about the next three generations.
Yeah. We'll talk about the flu shot nearly killing a man. And then, well, but still, he's not anti-vaccination, according to the news reports. We'll figure that out. It'll make sense for you. Folks, this is what we do 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. GCN, GCNLive.com, our home and broadcast radio syndication, heard later on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. Hello, our fellow British Americans that listen. Yes, don't tell anybody. Brexit, go. And, of course, YouTube. We'll be right back.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the
Ultra Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
You know what I'll say? Yes. If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay, absolutely. Fair enough.
And
we
I am
disagree.
Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud to shut down the government for border security, Chuck, because the people of this country don't want criminals and people that have lots of problems and drugs pouring into our country. So,
President Trump at the White House with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer. The president continues,
I will take the mantle. I will be the one to shut it down. I'm not going to blame you for it. The last time you shut it down, it didn't work.
Google CEO Sundar Pichai was facing tough questions today on Capitol Hill regarding data collection and user privacy. Your numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow was down 53 points to close the day at 24,370. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
All right, not just the fish. I do remember from Monty Python. Do you remember fishy, 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 fish?
I don't know if they remember.
I think it was
fishy, fishy, fishy,
fishy, fishy, fish.
Oh, you're talking about this.
What?
Fishy, 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 fish.
That's
a fish.
It.
A fish, a fishy, ooh.
Ooh.
Yes.
Fishy,
yes.
Fishy.
That would. That was so appropriate for last segment, but I couldn't let it go. I knew it was.
I actually
somewhere.
Had it queued up. I thought I might end it, but it didn't end up.
Right. Well, thank you for bringing that in. It made me really smile.
You're,
and that, along
welcome.
With the CBD, lifted my spirits, as some of our loyal, lovable listeners on YouTube have said, I'm just too tense today. Too tense. Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
right.
You know, covering stories of seriousness that we do, trying to make light in the midst of them. You know, try this at home, or don't. I don't know. I don't know many places that can do this. You know, my complaint about a lot of talk radio that might go into what they call the alternative media is that sometimes it's all negative. It's all about the problem, and there's never, you know, something positive or uplifting that comes from it other than, yes, rage against the machine, right? And there's plenty to rage against. I don't disagree with that. But if that's all you're doing, you're wasting your efforts, you're falling prey to what they want you to do. How about disconnecting, right? How about unplugging? How about stop funding or feeding the cancer, the beast, etc.? I think there are better ways to go. And I just hope, and I know Super Don's here. If I ever get into the rage against the machine, he'd make sure I'd be pulled right back into, come on, you can't keep going there. That's not what we're all about. But to, you know, to point these things out that are dangerous absurdities about, for instance, the vaccine paradigm, if it is a paradigm. You know, we pointed out the CDC today when we opened, acknowledging what we've been saying about the MMR for years and years and years. You know, and we're slandered with the term anti-vaxxer. Of course, now we embrace and go, sure, why, whatever, right? But if the CDC says what we've been saying, what's going to happen? Well, they're not going to report on it in the mainstream media, and they're not going to call the CDC out like there's a rogue band of anti-vaxxers there. That's not going to happen either. I know I'm playing a little bit silly with it, but just pointing out these absurdities hopefully lightens the mood and helps you to see through it and keeps you coming back for more, because there's always another layer, another level to get to, another level of deception that you might have missed, that I might have missed, that we come upon and go, oh, we got to let loose on that now. I don't want people to be enslaved to this, you know, misinformation and disinformation. And unfortunately, there's still a lot of victims out there. In fact, a Nevada man who succumbed to flu shot propaganda went and got the flu shot, and apparently it went, I don't know, disastrously wrong.
Shane Morgan is happy to be home for the holidays, something he would have taken for granted just a month ago. On November 2nd, he and his wife got their flu shots. Then the very next day, Morgan felt like he came down with a bad cold. But things quickly got worse.
So if you get the flu shot and you start having symptoms of a cold or flu-like symptoms, whether it's called the flu or not, that's not a good sign, folks. Your body is dealing with something. Now, of course, if you're allopathically inclined or a brain surgeon, neurosurgeon like Sanjay Gupta, you'll probably take Tylenol. Not a good maneuver. That'll make it worse. It doesn't say what this Shane Morgan guy did, but he definitely went downhill from that initial phase of, oh, I thought I was coming down with a cold. Listen to some of the other symptoms that started popping up, and let this be a lesson to all of y'all or any family members or friends that go out and get a flu shot and you witness this happen to them so that you can get them intervention, hopefully of a holistic variety, because this guy didn't, but he's alive barely, and we're going to talk about it. What else happened to him?
I'm having trouble focusing on stuff. It's like my eyes just wouldn't pull images together. Just for, and I didn't think it was myself. I thought it was my inner ears messing with me from all the sickness that I'd had. And I got up to go use the bathroom, and I realized I couldn't walk. You know, and I was, my legs were like a rubber, and my hands were totally numb.
You get the flu shot. Now your eyes are going batty. You can't walk. Your hands are going numb. Now, is this a coincidence? I don't think so. I mean, Superdome, was it just yesterday we reported on the latest, or the last couple of days? The latest reports from the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterly they report on it. And flu shot, number one on the list, frequency, time and time again. And yet, what do you hear in the mainstream news? Get your flu shot, get your flu shot. Their flu shot. Always with a possessive pronoun. It's yours, it's theirs, it's ours, it's his, it's mine. No, it's not. But this is programming, folks. This is how, this again, I'm being intense. Yes, I know, but I really want this message to get through, that they're using, I don't know if it's linguistic programming of neurolinguistics, but they use these words on purpose. This is not an accident. Stop it. It's not mine. It's not yours. It's not theirs. It's not his. It's not hers. But if it is, you too could end up in a hospital in a coma for 23 days.
His wife, Monique, rushed him to the ER. Morgan had to be put into a coma, spending 23 days at Centennial Hospital.
It's like somebody just cuts your back open and cuts the nerves and just lets them flap in the wind. It's just unbelievably excruciating.
How's that? Cut your nerves, leaves them flapping in the wind. What a description. This guy's alive at least to describe it, which is a miracle in itself. Maybe modern medicine did something good by putting him in a coma at that point. Probably such a massive cytokine storm, they had to shut the entire body down so that he would live. But why risk that kind of intervention? Oh, well, the benefits outweigh the risks. Well, not if you're Shane Morgan in Nevada with a wife and at least one, maybe two kids, I'm not sure. So what did they diagnose this as?
Doctors confirmed Morgan had a Guillain-Barré syndrome. The CDC has linked the neurological disease to the flu shots, but says it varies based on the strain.
The system doesn't work. I just have an immune system that does not like whatever is in that vaccine.
I have an immune system that doesn't like what's in the vaccine. Everybody has an immune system that doesn't like what's in that vaccine. But some people respond differently. In fact, everybody does because you're individual. Yet it's a one-size or one-shot-fits-all approach. It's medical collectivism. It's evil. You are not a collective. You are not a Borg. You are an individual. They don't assess you for any risks, any dangers, any metabolic pathway, congestions of liver, ability to methylate, none of that. None of that is considered. She says, oh, it depends on the strain. I don't know what she was even saying there in the news report. I don't even think she did. By the way, GBS, Guillain-Barré, is this a new phenomenon, 2018? No. Probably as long as there's been flu shots. Go back to the swine flu scare of 74, 75, was it? For Nixon to Gerald Ford. It was Gerald Ford. Rushed the flu shot into production. They brought it out. It killed more people than the flu. Not even a close contest. And one of the known complications of the flu shot way back then, Guillain-Barré, neurological damage, injury, even death. And what happened after that? They should have set back and go, whoa, something's wrong with this approach, this flu shot. We need to rethink this. They no, double down. Increase the budget. Let's make the flu shot an every year occurrence. Let's freak people out and tell them that if they mention Guillain-Barré, they're conspiracy theorists, tinfoil hat-wearing Stephen Currys who don't believe that we went to the moon.
Now Morgan is recovering. He says he's about 50% better, and he's gaining feeling in his face. Can eat and talk again.
We're thankful.
He's home for Christmas. This could have been insane.
I can't feel my face. No, this is not like a party drug that they slipped him. This is a vaccine called the flu shot that is propagandized into existence by the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, the main marketing and distribution arm of the vaccine industrial complex. How are you liking the federal government now? You want to give them more of your money? Should they grow? Should they be defunded? Would that be the safest bet? I wonder if this guy is going to get a flu shot ever again.
But the family says this will be the last year they get their flu shot, adding it's just not worth the risk.
Everybody just says that it's a coincidence and all this. This wasn't a coincidence.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence.
100% reality side effect from the flu shot.
I'd rather have the flu way 10 to 1.
Yeah, the flu, take that any day over that. Super Don, what do you think?
Wow. Yeah, you know, it's always interesting. Once in a while, statements like that get out in the mainstream media and the news.
Amazing.
It's always kind of shocking, isn't it? When you hear somebody, and this guy was on a local Fox affiliate.
Right, in Nevada, right? big affiliate. Yeah. I mean, that's a big community. For this to get out is shocking a little bit because, you know, he said, no, this is not a coincidence. We're never going to get a flu shot again. And, that went out in the mainstream media. This is part of, proving my point, my assessment over the last few years that inevitably and eventually they will not be able to contain the danger of the vaccine program, flu shots and everything else. Why? Because just like, remember the World Series when it was like a Stand Up to Cancer or some kind of thing that they did? And, you know, stand up if you know somebody that has been affected by cancer. And I don't think there was anybody that was seated in that, you know, World Series game in Los Angeles, Chavez Ravine, wherever that is. And there's going to be a time coming, and it's coming fast, where they could say the same thing about vaccine injury, autism. A whole stadium of people and no one will be sitting because everybody knows someone that has been injured. And then it's done. You're done. I mean, that's why they want Prozac in pregnancy. They don't want you to be able to see what's really happening right before your very eyes or right to you. Now, for them to say this guy's not anti-vaccine, I don't know. I'd like to hear it from him. I mean, there's always that obligatory, like the statin story. Well, it's really good for you. Or the Prozac story. I want to let you know there is some good that Prozac does, right? Is there a kind of phenomenal or a phenomenon that appears at the end of this news report? Let's find out.
Now, the family is not opposed to vaccines. They just want to do more research for their family. Morgan does have to go through physical therapy. He said it could take up to a year for him to get back to full health.
They're not opposed to vaccines. All they want to do is more research. That's the conclusion they've drawn? Wait a second. There are people out there that have said the same thing. I'm not opposed to vaccines. All I want to do is research some more. What are they met with by the mainstream media?
Absolutely. Well, here's a question for you. When was the last time you saw Rob Schneider in a movie?
Good point. He brought up the question of vaccine sanctity. And remember, folks, before this, the very, let's say, positing of I need to do more research, I want to look into this more, would get you labeled as an anti-vaxxer. Now, it's the only thing they have is the caveat at the end of a devastating sequence in news of a man nearly killed, sent into a 23-day coma for survival with Guillain-Barré neurological devastation to his body. They say, oh, he's not anti-vaccine, he just wants to do more research. Although he did say in the previous audio clip that he's not getting one again. Smart man. Even smarter if you don't get your first one. Never again. Folks, learn from, if not your own mistakes, then others. And hopefully you don't have to suffer the same fate or worse, because there are many people out there that have not gotten the memo yet. They're not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show yet. Please help us spread the message. Share the links, the listen links, the archives, and everything else, and go to robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. We'll keep you informed in ways no one else can.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
It's definitely not too early for a goat Christmas music as well. Thank you, Super Don, for that. The goat Christmas
sounds. I love
sounds.
That. Those are the that is the reason why YouTube exists, is for people with great talent and creativity to sample the sounds of goats.
Yes.
And put them into goats singing a Christmas carol. That's awesome.
Yeah. No, I'm holding in my hand a real candy cane right now, folks. Those of you watching on YouTube, you can see it.
Oh.
Organic. Certified organic candy canes. Peppermint flavor. Organic cane sugar. Organic brown rice syrup.
No.
Natural peppermint flavor. Color added. Organic fruit juice. Okay.
So that's a healthy candy cane.
Rare
it's still,
trade.
It's still considered organic junk food, I guess, right?
Yeah, it is. It is.
So
and
you,
I don't.
You eat it.
I don't like them. I won't eat them. But my kids and my wife goes, oh, come on, it's Christmas time. Let them have a candy cane or the whole bunch.
All
there's
right.
10 in this.
Now,
so, yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question here. I didn't look this up. I'm sure I'm sure this is somewhere on the Internet. But it's called a candy cane, right?
Yes, correct.
So
a candy cane.
Now, a cane, you know, would be something like somebody would use, you know, like to walk with, right? A cane.
Right. It looks
so
like
the,
it.
So the curved part of the candy cane would be the handle.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
And so you know, if you looked at it, it would look like, you know, like a cane, like a person would carry that they used to walk, right?
Well, yeah, but now, not in Elkhorn, Nebraska, apparently.
Well, no, because now it is true that if you turn a candy cane upside down.
Okay, I'm going to do that, demonstrating right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yep.
You can say that it looks like a letter J, right?
Yep. That
but it's upside down.
Right. It's
upside down
candy cane, and it's not efficient to be a cane at that point. By the way, hopefully there's organic sugar cane in it or something. But, yeah, now it looks like a J.
Okay.
There a problem
now,
with
apparently,
that?
Apparently, have you heard of the rumor out there that candy canes are religious because the J, when you turn it upside down, stands for Jesus?
What? Well, is there
a
rumor about
apparently
that?
A thing. Apparently this is a thing that I'd never heard of this before.
But, you know, I've heard that sometimes they say Jesus is the reason for the season. Have you heard that? So if that's true, Super Don, what's the problem? If you turn it upside down, it becomes a J. Or it could mean, like, if somebody's named Julia or, I don't know, Jan or Janet. I mean, it could be any J name, right?
Yes.
What?
Jehoshaphat.
I don't know
You've
about
never
Jehoshaphat.
Heard that name before? Okay.
But that anyway. We would need. But we also need it to be an H because that Jesus, right? If it's in Mexico, it's an H.
Right.
Or am I wrong about that?
That's yeah. Yeah. All right.
Maybe.
Maybe
a little wrong about
jokes,
that.
Sir.
So,
anyway.
All right. Here we go. Elkhorn, Nebraska. According to Fox 32 News, an elementary school principal was put on administrative leave. I can't believe this story. After she told teachers not to use candy canes in their decoration because the J stands for Jesus. The candy cane turned upside down, the J stands for Jesus, and that violates separation of church and state, which, by the way, that's a whole other scam. I want separation of medicine and state. I don't care if you bring... You know, Hanukkah bushes and Christmas trees and everything.
Dude, this is like
crazy.
Something it doesn't even make any sense because it's like the candy cane, you have to turn it upside down for it to make a J.
Yeah, it's not a candy J. It's not a candy J.
It's a candy J. Yeah.
Candy
so apparently this teacher sent out a memo and said that you couldn't use candy canes, you couldn't say anything or talk about Santa, you couldn't have Christmas trees, reindeer, anything green and red was banned. And candy canes, because they're religious symbols, and she didn't. Now, apparently the parents did not approve of this.
This woman, she's gone psycho. Yeah. Listen, I get it. I don't, you know, everybody has their religious beliefs. Even within religious beliefs, they have religious beliefs. So I'm not into, you know, trying to force people to change it. That's not it. Be a living example of love. You know, but to say a candy cane turned upside down is J for Jesus, therefore the red in it is like the blood of Christ, the white in it is a symbol of his resurrection.
Oh,
really, you're reaching. I'm sorry. I think I'm more inclined to believe the moon landings were real than what this woman has reached to. I could be wrong. Let me know. We had a good show, I think. I'll lighten up tomorrow, maybe. Tomorrow, it's back to Outside the Box already. TMB and RSB together again. Looking forward to that. Thank you to John. Jonathan Miller from the U.S. Hemp Roundtable. Thank you all for being here. Remember, sign up for email alerts. Super Don has figured it out. We can send out an email to you and plug you into some cool things like the Fasting Summit coming up for free and upcoming events. Where we're going to be, we'll let you know. In the meantime, I'm going to tell you what you need to know because we got to go. I got to eat some dinner. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, folks. It's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100. Get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.